sure listeners are all pretty familiar with wind in the lower atmosphere. You know, the large-scale flow of gases that messes up your hair and launches kites? However, if you're anything like me, you've never realized or even thought about there being wind in the upper atmosphere where satellites fly. Well, I hadn't until I met with a team of Utah State University students and professors working on a NASA-funded project to measure these winds for the first time. Tucked away inside an unassuming lab is the instrument NASA will be sending to space on a stadium-sized balloon to measure the winds. Student team leader Landon Terry describes the device.
Well, it's about a foot and a half by about a foot tall. It looks like kind of a shoebox.
It's what's inside the shoebox that's so interesting to scientists. Nestled inside a thermally regulated blanket of insulation is the technology these researchers hope will teach us about the Earth's atmosphere. The metal box is guided by additional instruments that keep track of positions of the stars and the sun in the sky, which will let students know where in the atmosphere they're getting their scientific data from. What the shoebox does, or will hopefully do by the time it launches in mid-August, is observe the light emitted from single atomic oxygens that are present in the upper atmosphere. As the oxygen decays, it emits a red light that scientists can measure. Alan Marchant, professor of electrical engineering, explains how these measurements of light relate to wind.
This payload includes an instrument that observes a Doppler shift of red light emitted by the far upper atmosphere. And by measuring the wavelength of that light, we can determine the speed of the wind at those very high altitudes.
Doppler shift is the change in frequency of a wave for an observer moving relative to its source. In plain English, the Doppler effect explains why a siren on an ambulance approaching you sounds different than one that's driving away. In a similar way, these researchers can use the changes in red light to understand the speed and movement of the upper atmosphere wind that's made up of tiny shifting oxygen atoms. The shoebox-sized device that will be floating up on the balloon and hopefully landing intact in Arizona 12 to 24 hours after the launch is a prototype for future research. The students say they hope to send multiple devices into the upper atmosphere to get a global view of the winds, which is important for climatologists.
If you don't understand the upper atmosphere, then you'll never be able to predict properly phenomena in the lower atmosphere. If you ever want to make accurate climate models, which are very difficult to do, as we found out, you'd better get an accurate model of the upper atmosphere and how it links into the lower regions of the atmosphere.
As you might have guessed, understanding winds isn't really the only goal of this project. A lot of the focus is on the students. Here's Reese Fulmer, also an engineering professor involved in the project.
As far as the class and the design goes, Alan and I have tried to keep reasonably hands-off and allow all the decisions to be made by the students. You know, we're always backing them up, but it's their design, it's their flight, it's their organization. So this is truly a student project.
The students who take this capstone course aren't just from engineering. Students studying physics, computer programming, and even business have gotten involved. Electrical engineering student Lee Yin says he's learned a lot from the project.
Definitely, like, I learned, like, what's real engineering. From my viewpoint, like, I did a lot of project, but this one is actually, like, this is what's going on in the real world. That's how you build a payload. From scratch.
Another student, Terry, who described the silver shoebox earlier, says the project has confirmed that this is what he wants to do.
I mean, when I got into engineering in the first place, I wanted to do stuff that hasn't been done. And this has been a good opportunity for me to do that and really experience the whole gambit of what a NASA science mission is.
For all of the students involved, it seems that this project has taught them a lot more than just science. It has taught them what they are capable of. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Elaine Taylor.